Well, I want to ask you the first important question. Do you know what the gospel is? The gospel to eternal life. Like, if someone asked you, how do I find eternal life? How do I get there? What would you say?
Faith and trust in Christ alone, the works of the ancient city.
Okay.
Repenting of your sins,
that's good. You're missing a key point in there, and I do think, so I'll run through the gospel with you first, just to make sure you have it correct. So faith in Jesus Christ, what he did on the stake, his death, burial, resurrection for the forgiveness of sin. We in no way could work our way to heaven. We need his perfect righteousness to get us in. But in order to apply that to our life, that good news to our life, you said it, we have to repent. Jesus' first ministry words were repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We have to turn all of our ways toward God. We have to come out of the world. We have to be separate, holy, set apart for God. When the Lord sees that you're willing to do that, in Acts it says he'll give the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. Ye must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. And that's done by the will of God, not by your own will. He's the one that gives you the Holy Spirit. When you're born again, the fruit that you're born again, holiness and obedience to the word of God. You're coming out of the world. You're aligning your whole life to the word of God, to the truth. It says we're being conformed to the image of his son in the scriptures. So our life becomes to look more and more like Jesus Christ because we have his Holy Spirit in him. And we must endure in that to the end. It's not locked up, not secure when you raise your hand, say a prayer. You have to endure every day. And that's why I want to talk to you about works, because we're not in a relationship with Jesus. We don't have a relationship right now with Jesus. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit unto the redemption of the purchased possession. We're in a covenant. So the Lord gave us his Holy Spirit because we're in a covenant with him. And just like a marriage, you can break that covenant. You can willingly leave that covenant. So we have to continually endure. And in Ephesians, it talks about being made unto good works. We're supposed to be continually sanctifying. The Lord said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. We have to keep coming out of the world, fighting our flesh, because Hebrews 10:26 says, if you do a sin willfully, there's no more sacrifice left for sin. If you say, Lord, I'll give you everything, but this thing, my pride and my fashion, my career that is causing me to love the world more than God, I can't let that go, Lord. He's not going to continue on in that covenant because you don't love him with all that you are. That's the first commandment. So what I want to ask you is, what is the fruit that you're born again? You claim to be born again, but you also said there's no works involved with that. It is true, there is no works that can save us. We can't be saved by our good works, but we're in a covenant with Christ. It's not we have nothing to do, because all over the New Testament, it talks about obey, obey, be holy, be perfect, be perfect. That perfection is not sinless perfection. If you study the word, it means mature and complete. Even Paul was striving to be mature and complete. He didn't quite, like, we're all striving for that perfect mark. We're all going to fall short. We need Christ's perfect righteousness, but we're all striving for that perfection. And that's the fruit that you have the Holy Spirit, is you're striving for that perfection. Are you striving for that perfection? Or are you just kind of...
I know I'll never get there, but I'm...
Oh, yeah. It's the Holy Spirit convicting you every day to clean up your life, walk in holiness, preach the gospel. If they won't listen, even your family and friends, I had to leave mine. They wouldn't listen to the gospel. They wouldn't follow Christ, lose everything to follow Christ. You have to mark and avoid them, it says in Romans. So we have to mark and avoid those people. Are you marking and avoiding people that won't listen to the gospel? Do you have your eyes on Christ? Is your eye single? Are you pushing away the world? James 4:4 says, if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. So do you find anything in this world that you're still holding on to? Or are you living every day of your life for the kingdom of God? Because the Lord won't accept anyone that's half in, half out. You know, that's what you got to test yourself on, is are you half in, half out? Are you all in for Christ? Are you born by the Spirit of God? And what's the fruit that you're born by the Spirit of God? Continual cleaning up. The Holy Spirit will not let you sit in sin very long. He won't. Yeah. And there's a warning in Thessalonians about quenching the Spirit. And that's a very dangerous thing, because if the Holy Spirit is prompting you, saying, leave this, get out of the world, be separate, dress different, talk different, act different, associate different, get out of the world, because the world hates God. And you say, I want to do my own thing. You know what? The scripture says this. There's over 500 commandments in the New Testament. Those are kind of suggestions. I really don't have to do that. Christ will cover me. Christ will cover me. You have no hope. Because the Lord requires people who take His covenant seriously, who strive after Him in holiness and obedience unto their death, until His return. The Lord said we have to lay hold on eternal life. Paul says we have to lay hold on eternal life. And we will. You have the hope of eternal life if you endure every single day. And you have to keep cleaning. If that's what I want to test you, and I encourage you to go on that website. Test yourself. You claim to be born again. The result of being born again is good works. Every single day. Coming out of the world, being separate, and that includes the church systems. I used to be a Lutheran. I know how compromised the church systems are. I was a worldly Christian claiming Christ. I went to college, worldly Christian claiming Christ. And it wasn't until I really sat down and studied the scriptures and I found the God of the Bible requires holiness and obedience, even in the New Testament, not just the Old. He's always been a covenantal God. I want you to study that out. He's a covenantal God. You do this, I'll do this. You do this, I'll do this. And He requires obedience. And it's not that I'm working my way to heaven, I'm better than everyone else, I'm changed. The Holy Spirit changed me. I've come out of the world, lost my friends, lost my family, lost my ambitions in my career. And I'm following after Christ with all that I am. And that's what the Lord requires. And I want you to study to see who Jesus is. Don't look at any other church teachers, any preachers online. That messed me up real bad early on, preachers online. They teach all sorts of false doctrine. Just read the scriptures and see who Jesus is. And He requires holiness, obedience. And if you don't see that in your life, I had to test myself. I found I wasn't born again. Test yourself. Make sure. All right? I care about you. So, I guess, do you have any questions about that? Or?
Without love, you're a climbing God.
No, I'll do that. I'll take a look at you guys' website.
Yeah, definitely. And test everything to the Word of God. It says in the Scriptures, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. And Jesus Himself said, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. So make sure everything aligns with the God of the Bible, who requires you come out of the world. That's the big thing. He requires you lose your life, come out of the world, follow after Him, fight off your flesh, strive to enter into the kingdom of God. Through much tribulation we'll enter into the kingdom of God. We don't see that in the church buildings. We don't see that in most professing Christians. So test yourself. Make sure you have the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit. There's a lot of false spirits that have gone out into the world today. You see it. Yeah. False Christ, false spirits. So we care about you. Reach out if you have any questions. We'd love to Bible study with you. Make sure you're in the truth. So, what's your name?
I'm Graham.
Graham. Okay, I'm Makuo. Yeah, it's actually my brothers and sisters gave me that name. My original name was Colin. But since I was born again, since we're a new creature in Christ, my brothers and sisters gave me a new name because they saw that I heard the Word of God. Akuo means to hear. So it's the Lord's words, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. I had ears to hear the gospel. I heard it being preached like this, and I dug into it and completely changed my life. You can hear my testimony on the website as well. So, all right. Awesome. Good to meet you. Yeah.